A new song from Matthew West, Mercy, is a song from All In on WJTL. It is 4:47. We are catching up with David Dunn. Good afternoon, David Dunn.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. So where do we find you today?
I'm at home. I'm actually taking a break from sanding my deck.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm glad to be talking to you.
Oh, I'm sure you are. So what are you doing, anything special besides sanding? Are you building the deck? What's going on?
Well, we got a new house like 6 months ago. And it's on the river in Nashville, in the Cumberland. And so we have a back deck that looks out over the river. And the builder put that in, and it was treated wood, and so I had to wait for it to be untreated so that I could sand it down, and then I'm gonna paint it so it doesn't fall apart.
Oh, that's great. Boy, you're a man of many hats. I mean, you can write music, you're a musician, carpentry work.
Well, it's pretty easy to be mediocre at a bunch of things.
Hey, I have to tell you, too, your little boy is adorable. I caught you on that Facebook Live thing last week. You were showing him off to the world. And
uh-huh.
So I guess your life hasn't been the same in that respect either.
No. It's actually been kind of a whirlwind in the last year. So I got married last July. And then we actually, like, sideways kind of decided we weren't going to have kids. And it took us 5 weeks to get pregnant. And so here we are now. Lord has a funny sense of humor. And he's great. We absolutely are obsessed with him. He's amazing.
Oh, so, so cute. So cute. So does he ever go on the road with you?
Well, he's only 4 months old. So he doesn't go much of anywhere currently. We're attempting the sleep training thing right now. So mostly what we do is stare at our watches for when we're supposed to feed him and put him down and when he's supposed to wake up. And so when I take off, mom stays and watches with him. So
I don't know.
That's kind of our routine currently.
That Facebook Live thing, I think he really was trying to help you write some music there.
He is a big fan of music. His favorite thing in the world is for me to, I sing him show tunes. I get in his face and I sing him all of my favorite show tunes, and he thinks that's the funniest thing he's ever heard in his life.
Aw. Now, one thing you mentioned in that Facebook Live interview is you talked about your upcoming Christmas album, but you talked about this Christmas album as being bizarre. I think you also described it as weird. We need to talk about that. I'm very curious.
Here's what I would say. I would say if there was no inhibitions and you just left me alone with a couple other creatives in the studio, I would probably kind of always make records like this. It's a bunch of really odd instrumentation, a lot of it like really retro from like the 60s and 70s and some odd new technology that they used with vocals. So it's a bunch of really strange instrumentation, which is probably going to freak people out. And then we rearranged a bunch of classic Christmas songs. Some of them so hard, we arranged them so hard that people won't realize what they are until about halfway through the song. So it's a wild record. And also in the same breath, I think it's like, it's going to be one of my favorite projects I've ever done.
Yeah.
It was that much fun to make. And now after the fact, I just am obsessed with the end product. So I'm excited about it.
Well, I know that you've said that writing songs on yellow balloons was very therapeutic. So is that also therapeutic to write a bizarre Christmas album?
I haven't thought about it as being therapeutic, but probably it's, I would say it's more like, it's like the most amazing creative release is what I would say. A lot of times you get in the studio and it tends to, I'm not supposed to tell you all this, but I'm going to tell you anyway, but it tends to what happens is I go this direction with songs, and then somebody in my management company or one of my label people, my A&R guy, comes in and goes, hey, that's really cool, but we need to tone it back a little bit. So none of that actually happened on this project because it's a Christmas record, and you can basically do whatever you want to with Christmas music. And so I think it was, I don't know if it was therapeutic, but it certainly was one of my favorite processes in the recording part of the scheme.
And when does that release?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think probably in November.
Okay.
I don't think they've said it was something in solid, but I think it will start releasing either the end of October this month or the beginning of next.
I know our music director is starting to get some Christmas singles. We don't really start playing all that until, yeah, November, so that makes sense. Well, we look forward to it.
You should not start playing Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. I think that's in the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we do wait till the end of the month with most of the music, the Christmas songs that we play.
Good for you.
We are talking with David Dunn. He is coming in concert here to the Junction Center October 14th with Danny Hallis. So let's talk about the show. You were here, I think, 2 years ago for a small mini concert, a live from the Junction Center thing. And now we're going to be over in the auditorium, Landis Hall, at the Junction Center with Danny Hallis, thejunctioncenter.com. Everybody go there for more information. So what can we expect at the show?
For about the last 8 months, musically, we're sort of creating a science experiment on stage. That's kind of where a lot of the inspo came for the Christmas record, actually. So it's pretty wild. We're playing computers, is what I say. That's what the science experiment is. A lot of it is us triggering things that have to be like exactly in time when they'd be triggered. And I actually play the drums now. It's what I do live. I put the drums off and keyboard in front of me. And then I have one other guy that's got like 10 different hats that he's kind of doing all at the same time. Half the reason it's so fun for me, I know this probably somebody can psychoanalyze and probably tell me a whole lot about myself, but half the reason that I love what we're doing right now for like the last 8 or 9 months is because we're always like teetering on the edge of complete collapse. Like we are right on the brink of falling and everything imploding. And there's something that is so exciting about that while we're playing live. And then when it happens, because it happens probably once every 4 shows, something really catastrophic happens. It's a secondary sort of dance to try and figure out how to, in the course of playing the song, make it sound like or feel like that's not what just happened. And so it's the most fun I've ever had playing live shows, right, in the last year. And I probably will never go back to normal. You know, here's my guitar and I'm going to play you a song. So. Except, I would say, you know, the live show, which you should expect, is a little bit of weirdness and a lot of stories. That's mostly what it's going to be.
Weirdness, we like. Stories, we like. We're looking forward to the show. Again, it's October 14th. I have more chances for you to win family 4-packs to the show coming up. DavidDunnMusic.com is the place to go for more information. Also, go to his Facebook page. David, we just started playing I Don't Have to Worry from Yellow Balloons. I would love to play that song. Could you set that up for us?
Yeah. The short version is that song is about Vacation Bible School, or what I was thinking about when I was writing the record was Vacation Bible School, and specifically how when we're kids we are in awe of the miracles that God can do, right? That he could part an ocean, like that's a thing he did. And just like any other miracle, if you hear it all the time, which people who grew up in church, they'll hear all those Bible studies stories all the time, it loses its sense of awe. And so adults, when we get older, we kind of fracture our brain into two segments, and we go, yes, God, we do trust that you're all-powerful and that you can control every aspect of our lives except for this other little thing over here. And so I Don't Have to Worry is hopefully a reminder to us who grew up going to Vacation Bible School, and even us who have just heard the stories in our adulthood of what God's capable of, that he actually did those things. Those are miracles that God actually accomplished. And so when we fracture our brain and say, God, we trust you, but we don't believe that you can handle this one thing, we know that he can, right? Mm-hmm. He's powerful enough to do incredible things, and whatever your thing is, your job, your kids' health, your parents, he can actually handle that. So stop worrying, because worrying is a declaration that he isn't powerful enough to handle your thing.
I love that you write about experiences that a lot of us can identify with. I think you're the only artist I know who's written a song about Vacation Bible School and Walt Disney World.
I write about children a lot, which is nuts, because maybe that will like explode into the next stratosphere now that I actually have a son. But mostly it's learning from my own childhood and my nieces and nephews. So who knows where I'm going to go with all of that. But you're right, I do write about childish things.
Well, I do a kid show Saturday mornings, and we play a lot of, you know, kindy music. So there you go. There's a new album for you. Write some kid stuff for us. Some fun novelty tunes, and we'll play it.
Okay.
All right. David Dunn, thank you so much. I'm so sorry we are completely out of time, and I know you have so much to do. You have to get back to standing. So sure. Everybody go to daviddunnmusic.com for more information, and we really look forward to seeing you and Danny Hallis here October 14th.
We'll see you then.
All right. Here's I Don't Have